Bring your grandma. Make your
Welcome
bottle.
To Blog Talk Radio.
Have it all ready for you.
In high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we're going to play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we're going to play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh-wee.
Royce Mansion with the big game, with a superstar, every day make a move, ay. They tell me about you, but ain't nothing they can tell me. Married to the game, for you I'll catch a bouquet. Only use a Maybach for the foreplay. This another 12 play, baby, this a hell date. You and Angel have to fly you out to LA. I know you wanna see me, no I ain't gon' dodge ya. On top of my pussy like I pop my collar. Naked in the kitchen while I'm cooking collards. I'ma bring my best friend, let her kiss all on you.
Ain't no fun if it ain't
too.
Ooh, you got that.
Ooh,
just like my diamonds dripping.
Wait,
you don't have to move, let me demonstrate, yeah. I'ma put that pussy on my dinner plate, yeah. Don't you pump fake, way too quick to hesitate. Got two friends, yeah, one more make it for a play, yeah. I got plans for you tonight, yeah. I'ma wet that pussy on fire. Drill, drill on my face. I like how that tastes. How much can you take? How much can you take?
Sometimes I wanna fuck, sometimes I wanna love, yeah. Sometimes I need a babe, sometimes I need a thugger. Naked in the kitchen while I'm cooking collards. I'ma bring my best friend, let her lick all over.
Rolls Royce Mansion with a big gate. With a superstar, yeah. Every day we make a move, eh? Tell me about you, but ain't nothing they can tell me.
Married to the game, for you I'll catch a bouquet.
Only use a Maybach for the foreplay.
This another 12 play. Baby, this a hell date. You and Angel have to fly you out to LA. Sometimes I wanna fuck, sometimes I wanna love, yeah. Sometimes I need a babe, sometimes I need a thugger. Naked in the kitchen while I'm cooking collards. I'ma bring my best friend, let her lick all on ya.
Ain't no fun if it ain't.
Wednesday.
You know how we do it. Sexy music, sexy conversation. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. And I am DJ E Monster. This is Miss Unbelievable. So how you doing tonight, Mama?
I'm doing real good. You know, in that little freaky nasty mood. I'm just gonna put it out there. Oh yeah.
Oh, wait, I can hear it in your voice. Get it? We're gonna have a good one tonight. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have a good one tonight.
Yes.
So seeing that it is Wednesday, you know, we do have sexy conversations. So I mean, what are some things that we can talk about tonight?
I got some questions, but it's kind of like the ones where you just gotta ask them like right then and there. Some sex questions. I got some sex questions for the men. So I need some men to call in tonight to help E out because it's going to have him blushing. So, yeah.
Okay. Y'all heard what she said. Fellas, call us up. Hit us up. Get it? Because, hey, sometimes it'd be just me and a few ladies. I don't mind, but they definitely need a little more wood for the boat. It is what it is. 424-243-9649. That's what when you're ready to talk.
Absolutely. We need to be able to get on top of that and sit on it. I'm just saying.
Oh,
ride it softly. Avoiding the bumps and stuff. It's one of them nights. Okay, we setting the mood right.
Okay.
We keeping it sexy.
Yep.
How
yep,
are you tonight?
Imasta.
How are you
I'm
tonight?
I'm in my monstrous mood. You dig? I'm in my monstrous mood, but I'm not really feeling sexy yet. You dig? So hopefully between now and the end of the show, I'll start to feel my mojo, get my groove spinning around here, get my hips to rocking. I don't know,
just
but we're going to see how it goes.
Just your hips rocking, that's it? That's it.
Yeah.
Ladies,
yeah,
y'all
body
be
rocking,
in
knocking
tomorrow,
the boots. It is what it is.
We need more than hips rocking. That wood setting up and stuff. I'm just playing.
Oh, there you go. There you go. My body is
to be played with, bit, licked, and sucked. Amen.
Okay, so let me see.
I told y'all he's going to be blessed tonight, y'all.
What's some other things that we go into on Wet Wet Wednesday? No pun intended. Let's see.
Did we bring back the weatherman yet, or he's still fired?
The weatherman's still fired. I still ain't ran into
him. He's still
him
fired?
Yet.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, when I catch him,
you ain't ran into him?
Not yet.
Oh, my
not
goodness.
Yet. So, hey, why don't you go
not
ahead
yet?
And give us a Monsters Radio weather report.
Well, today, woo, we got up to one because somebody done pissed off Frozen Elisa, Elena, whatever her name is, and we've been in the tundra. I'm telling you, it's just been cold. So somebody made it nice today. You know, they apologized, and we got up to one. I think like 5 degrees. Amen. 5 degrees. It is down to 1 degrees now. And it's still cold. That's all I'm going to say. It's still cold. It ain't frozen, but
right,
it's cold.
Right. I ain't going to lie, though. It's the only time I ever went outside, and it was like 5 degrees, and it felt like a little heat wave to me. You know, because in past days,
man,
it's been 12, 13 below, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it still wasn't no joke outside, but at least it wasn't last week. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. Last week was that week where you was like, baby, we stayed in the house. You good? Okay, baby. Don't come outside. Okay, baby. Yeah. I don't have to see you this week. Oh, amen. Because it was that cold where you just be like a bear and hibernate. Talk about, I ain't coming out. Don't be mad. You know, you made plans. Be like, you come in. Well, see how my car is set up. It ain't starting.
Right.
And then your heat takes so long to warm up. Like, it'd be like, I don't know what you thought this was. It ain't heat. What is that? Baby, I'm just barely getting started. So, yeah, no. It was cold.
Right, right.
And they said it's coming back.
I mean, do you think the code limits your freakness? Do you think the code limits your freakness?
I think if you ain't there at that person's house, absolutely. If you ain't there, absolutely. You, I think it just, you know, sexting becomes your option, and sending nudes and videos become fun. Your imagination definitely sports. Picks out the bomb. You're like, whoo, send me another pic. You're like a crackhead with a pic. Send me another pic. Send me another pic. Yes.
Oh, and on that note, all right, I'm trying to say more. It's called Cover Me in Snow. We live, y'all.
We live, y'all.
Wednesday. Hump Day music. New
definitely
music. Trying to say more. Monsters
you
Radio.
Let me
live.
Light show holiday season. Get in the giving spirit, you got a reason. You can surprise me, baby, no peeking. Go on and hide a bit while I'm sleeping. Wanna get up, I wanna see all that you got. You told me that you gon' put me on the right. So make me cold. Freeze me up from my head to my toes.
Music to get you in the mood. Wet, wet Wednesday. Monstrous Radio. Got some more hot music for y'all. Call us up. Join our conversation. 424-243-9649. We have the type of conversation. You don't need no Cialis. No, player. You just need some Sierra. We're going to open up the lines right after this. This is my throwback.
Nobody.
Day Alive, Wet Wet Wednesday. We ain't even got into the splash mix yet. DJ E Monster, and we also got Miss Unbelievable. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
So we on our Wet Wet Wednesday. We're about to jump into our sexy conversation. So let's go ahead and just get into it. No pun intended.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay, what's the question?
No, I'm talking about that. So, how was that strip tease for you? Was it good?
You're gonna have to wait my inbox, like, bro, send me the video.
Cause it's cold. Put it on rotation, bro.
So what we on tonight, I'll let you ask your question. Somebody asked me a question, but it's a little edgy question for me. I don't know if I really want to ask it, but hey, we all adults and we can get it in.
Absolutely. So it is what it is.
I'm gonna let you ask yours first, then we'll get to mine. So you said you had two questions tonight. What's one of the questions?
I have one that's right now, and then I'll have another one. But my first question is, you know, when you're getting it in, right, and the pussy starts farting, my question to you men, why y'all change up and just be like, whoa, y'all get like in this monstrous position and y'all just be like hitting even more and even better, like y'all just dun, 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 dun. Like when y'all hear that, I just want to know, you know, what y'all be thinking.
Okay, hold on, let me finish this train. Oh my goodness, she said, why is it when the pussy fart? Why do we go harder? Let's see. Well, the first thing that comes to mind is because we beating that pussy up. That motherfucker's yelling, help. And it can't even say, like, help, help. And I'm sticking it. Help. I'm sticking it. Yeah, dude, because I'm beating that monkey up. That's why we get to going rough. That motherfucker's filling out smoke signals like, oh my God, you're over here doing your motherfucking thing. Yeah, that's why we get to beating that thing up because it's beatboxing on my dick. Yeah, dick. Yeah, it's getting it in. Talk to me. Talk to me. That's why.
Okay, so do you talk like, is it, you know, it, when you hear that, do you think, she's coming, I'll come back for a second, or nah, I'm good on this, right? Like, this it. Like,
no, I'm finna come back.
Is she around to her? Around to her.
Oh, yeah, because that motherfucker's talking. I'm finna make a song next time. I'm finna make a beat. And then I'm finna slap on that ass and make a snap. Just like that. You dig? I'm just saying. Hell yeah, I'm coming back and doing it again. That monkey likes me. He was talking to me. Yeah. We're gonna make it do what it do. I'm just saying. From my point of view, how I see it.
Okay.
From my OG status.
From my OG status? Now, what if it don't never talk to you?
That's fucked up. She's a silent monkey. That's just what it is. Yeah, that's about it. But I have to admit, though, the first time that it happened, you know what I mean? I laughed my motherfucking ass off, like, what was that? Did you fart? What the fuck? She's like, no, I didn't fart. Yes, you did. You farted. I had to go on the jail. Like, I hurt you. I did. Yes, you did. I hurt you.
ain't gonna lie. The first time I heard it, I was like, oh, what happened? I was like, oh, what was that? I was like, oh, oh. But then I saw that person getting excited. I was like, oh, wait, wait. That's what it's supposed to. Oh, oh. Well, then do that again. Then, you know, you get the coaching it. Hey, 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 hey. Go to that spot right there. Go to that spot right there, boo-boo. Right there. Right. No, right there. Right. No, right there. Yes. You'll hear it again. Hey, hey. Then, you know. Yeah, then.
I showed that was going to be my question. My rebuttal question would be, I mean, how does it feel to y'all? What's going on to make it do that? You dig? So, all right, hold on before you answer it. It's unbelievable. We got another person over here on the line. Mm-hmm. Let's check in with them right quick and see what they got to say. So, all right, 562-826, you heard what we're talking about, Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesday, live interactive radio. How you feel about what we're talking about?
Hey, E, how are you doing?
Oh, what's good? How you doing? Long Beach.
I'm good.
Long Beach, California in the house.
Yes, I want to say hey to both of you guys and see how you guys are and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I kind of heard, and then I had to put the phone down, so I didn't kind of get all the questions because I had to set the phone down to do something real quick. So, sorry about that.
Okay. We could talk about whatever you had to do. I don't know. We might have put your ass in the mood, but we'll leave it alone for right now. But what we were talking about was...
You got to get that quickie. I'm just saying. She said, hold on, let me put that... Oh, sorry.
So, go ahead, Ms. Unbelievable. You tell what the original question was, and then I'll throw in the rebuttal for the ladies.
My original question is, you know, when you getting it in, and your pussy starts farting, you know, the man, you know, how they change position and they get to doing it harder and they get to be like standing up like I done mastered this. I asked them, you know, what was they thinking? Like in their mind, what are they thinking, you know, once that starts happening?
Oh, that happened to me.
Go ahead. What were you going to say? That happened to you. And
what were you going to say? And what?
I mean, it happened to me, and I was like, embarrassed. I'm like, what happened? And they were like, that's normal. And I was like, okay, let's keep going then.
Well, damn.
That was something new to me.
Right. When it happened to me, I was like, what? Yeah.
I was like, I could do that. B-box girl.
I was like, oh my God. You know what, though? It don't happen with everybody.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So what is it? Is it something y'all get to feeling good and that's the only time it happens? Is the motherfucker just getting that wet? I don't know. It's a puddle. I mean, what is it?
Mine was. Callie,
you asking that first?
Yeah. mine was because he hit the spot a certain way. And I've never found anybody to do it beyond that person. It's only happened to like one person, and I haven't had it since then.
So are you saying like almost like a G-spot type thing, or what?
Yeah.
Is like you said, your
spot.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the G-spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the G-spot, and when it gets overly wet and sensitive, it gets to, and you know, your body, and it's in a certain motion, like if you can hit it from the back, or if he's deep down in it, you know, with legs spread apart, you know, if he's really like, if you're not taking the whole D, it's not going. You're not going to hear that. But when you're really taking the whole dick in, oh yeah, oh yeah, you will experience that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you're taking it off, like just hitting.
Hey, just
every area.
Hold on, just before we go any further, and please, I hope I don't stop the groove. Please, just before we go any further, Because I'm getting a little stimulated over here. What type of song are we going to play next? Y'all want something old or something new? I'm just saying. Okay, I got you. I'm going to find that. But go ahead. Continue, ladies. So what is it that makes the pussy
and
fall
so,
out?
Yeah, so, like, okay. And when it's super wet, and it doesn't happen after, like, you got to be in a rhythm. And y'all rhythm, y'all, like, y'all simultaneously doing it, you know, the rhythm together. And as soon as they go super deep and y'all both doing it, you'll hear it. It'll start because it starts out as a gushy sound and then it goes into the fart. So once you know you got that gush, because usually when you hear that gush, you know, once you get inside, you got the gush sound, then the fart sound's coming next.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
I like her. I like you. You got a good host, monster. I like her.
Hey, on that note,
it's unbelievable.
We just gonna go ahead and slide into this right here. I'm just saying, man. Make a motherfucker making a punch. Get in.
I told you I want that wood up.
Monsters Radio Wet Wednesday. We about to go slash.
We live, y'all.
Almost time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I hope you're getting ready, girl, and don't forget the line. I'm gonna let you. Tonight is just for you and I, and it's gonna be so fly.
So fly, so fly. What?
I like having you around, so I gotta put you down. So be there or be square.
Never make me my
love. Oh, oh, oh.
Girl, please don't be late.
Me.
Yeah. Hey, that's one of them old school songs. That song ain't even radio ready. You dig? That's one of them 5 minute long songs. But when you getting it in, it don't matter. Let that motherfucker rock. Get it? Let it rock.
Please. That's that replay. 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 Replay.
Replay.
Replay.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap. So, all right, we're back. Wet, Wet Wednesday, Hump Day Music. Don't forget, you can also check out what we got going on 24 hours a day, 365, because you can check the archives out and so much more at monsterusradio.com. Go over there. We are the only online radio, that at least I know of, with the playlist that you can skip if you don't like the song. Just skip that motherfucker. Go on to the next one. You dig? If you like it, push rewind, repeat it, and play it over. You dig? And make sure you let us know the favorite songs you hear over there. You can hear my monster mixes and so much more. Just give us a report at monsterusradio@gmail.com. But, all right, we back in our Wet, Wet Wednesday where we trying to get sexy. So, all right, what is our next question for tonight? Are we done with that first question? I think we're about done because,
Woo-woo-woo. You ready for the next one? Are you ready for the next
one? Yeah, let's go see what the next one is. Let's move along. Second round.
Okay. All right, Callie and E-Monster.
Yes.
Okay. I was on my friend's page, and this question came up. Men, do you like your balls sucked, licked, or left alone? And ladies, do you like to suck, lick, and if so, what's your expertise?
Okay. And I got another one for y'all, just a little added piece, though. And then we're talking about that. Okay, ladies, do you like it when he licks it soft or rough? Do you like it when he nibbles on your clitoris or just lick it? See, that's one for y'all. Let that stir in your mind. Vaboosh, mommy. Vaboosh.
I'm last.
So us men, let me see. Honestly, I think it goes around the board, kind of. It all depends on, and this goes, like, pretty much, at least in my opinion, in every situation. It all depends on, I mean, how is it going down? You dig? I mean, if we're sitting there, and sometimes, and this might not be romantic to y'all, but this is romantic to us. We're sitting there watching TV, whatever, and you just slowly go down, and, you know, just start giving the brother some head, something, you dig? And just start doing it real nice and soft, and, you know what I mean? Let me watch the game, and da-da-da-da-da. Now, then you can caress them motherfuckers, rub them. Be gentle. You dig? You don't want to start cramming them motherfuckers right there, get the stretching them up, just pulling them and banging on them. Not right now. No. That's when we got the Hennessy, you dig, and all that other shit. And we coming home from the bar, and you dig, that's when that's for. You dig, when shit's slapping around, you dig, when I'm choking you half to death. Oops, my bad. So, yeah, I mean, it just all depends on the moment. But me, I kind of like mine to be caressed and held. And tickled a little bit. Yes, you can play with mine. See, we're gonna stop. So hopefully that I can answer y'all question. I mean, what about y'all ladies? I mean, what do y'all like to do? Do y'all like to tickle the balls, blow on the motherfuckers, or just leave them the hell alone, salty bastards?
He said selfish. They are salty. I must say, they are salty.
Not always.
I don't care y'all get out the shower, you still taste the little saltiness of it because y'all ain't getting all up in the crevices and everything. Oh yeah,
exactly.
It's still salty, but it's salty good. I ain't complaining. Just saying, salty and a little hairy. You know, a little hair getting your little tooth. You know, sometimes. You know, but. It's all for the fun and the game of it.
Okay. So I mean, so how you like to treat them?
It depends. It depends on what mood that person. It depends if he's in the mood. Because some I dealt with that like it, and some don't. But I don't have a problem.
Right. Hey, because there is a technique to that shit. I'm going to keep it 100. Yep. There is a technique
Absolutely.
To that shit. Don't get the sucker on my sucker on your what? Because you've been on halfway swallowed the motherfucker. I mean, he's been on, I don't know, been on farms, your ass. Don't do it hard. You dig? They're nuts. Be nice. They're supposed to be gentle. Some women, they just go too hard on it. You dig?
It is. It all depends what your starting process is. Like, you lick up the little vine, you know, the vein. And then you lick around, you suck it, you drop it, lick the other way, you suck it, you drop it. You got to know exactly what you're doing because you don't want them to be like, ow. You don't ever want to hear, ow, ow. You know, you got your teeth got to be, you know, the right way, you know, and your mouth gotta be, you know, the right way, and then it's not the same suction as you would with the penis in your mouth. It's not the same, you know. You gotta widen and broaden it a little bit more, and then you go back, and then you just tickle and hold and lick the crease, you know. And there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always.
And if you're really bad with it, massage the tank. You dig? If you're really bad with it, massage the tank.
Or you bad with it. Just, you know, let it go. Let it be like a tension ball. Okay. Yes, Callie.
I have a question because speaking of all that, I've seen a video of this lady showing how, teaching women how to suck dick. And it was with squirts. And it was with an orange.
I said it was with what?
Cut the middle out.
The
and
fruit,
then you put it,
yeah.
The fruit. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So
yes, I do.
Do the men like that?
See, the thing about it is, so with that, you have to know how to do the fruit. Because the fruit sucks it, you know, because it becomes a suction cup. And so if you do not know how to put it, it will hurt them like I don't know what. So, yeah. So pineapple.
I've never done that. Ugh. I just seen the video.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if men really like that. And I'd be scared. I might.
It becomes a suction cup. Yeah.
You don't know what. Can you explain it to her? Because she knows. She can explain it to me better than I can.
Hold on. Because this is what I'm thinking you're talking about.
Yeah.
She had a video explaining this is how you do it, and she used the fruit.
Yeah.
Do it, say, like a banana, sucked on a banana or something, and say, this is how you get
No. Okay, let me explain it to you.
The hell?
No. Okay, let me tell you. You ready? Okay, so you can use a pineapple. You cut the pineapple, you cut the hole on the pineapple, or you can use an orange. You just cut the skin off the orange, you cut the hole, and then you put the pineapple on the penis. Or the orange on the penis, and then you put your mouth on there, and then you go up and down, and the orange or the pineapple become like a suction cup, so it squeezes on there, and then you're going up and down, and it's suction, and you're squeezing, and you're sucking, and it's suction, and it's squeezing, and it's sucking, and it's going up and down, and the fruit, you know, becomes like, it's sweet, and it just becomes an extra hand you can like, you know, your hand motions, you can like move it around, and it just becomes a suction like cup on your penis.
Okay, so
and it's tasty in the mouth, and
he goes to
find the video for Ian, send it to him privately.
I will.
Through the fruit, and then she sucks the other end that comes out the fruit, and then uses the fruit to go up, down, that's what you're saying?
No, it's the fruit is like you put it, like, you know how you like to slide it on like a sleeve, you know, so it's covered, the fruit is covering it, so you got the fruit and that and everything, so you do hand motion, you squeeze it and you suck it and you enjoy the juices rolling down and
Okay.
But the thing about it is, if you don't know what you're doing, you can hurt somebody. If you don't know what you're doing, you can hurt somebody because the suction can get too tight and it become unpleasurable. So you got to have the right amount of pressure, the right amount of hand motion. You got to have the right amount of, release and, the up and the down and all around and,
Okay. Well, I ain't let no vegetarian freak like that before. I'm just saying, man, with all this fruits and shit, all you can get my nuts diabetes. Number one, don't you?
No, they'll enjoy it too, cause they'll enjoy it too.
Ouch. Okay.
I've seen the video and I was tripping out on that video. No.
But it goes over it. Yeah. It'll sting a little bit. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Actually.
You said it'll sting a little bit.
But
taking one for the team?
Well, because not necessarily, because your saliva is being mixed in with it as well. And it keeps it juicy, so you don't have to put as much spit on it as if you would if you was, regularly doing it. Ooh, I just sound like an expert right now. Okay, we going to change.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I've seen the video. I'm like, okay, this is something new, but it sounds crazy.
Okay.
Then I seen it that they did it in Girls Trip was the movie. Yes. And then I was watching one of the reality TV show, the one in LA, and they actually have a class on there to teach you how to do it. I was like,
I'm going to take me a class, learn something new.
Okay, so you said one movie was it in? Now, people, I'm telling you, I'm not endorsing this movie. They owe me some money now that we don't promote it, but it's called Girls Trip. I'm going to find this movie. I want to see what I'm going to watch the whole damn thing just to see what this fruit
is. Yes, it's good. Yes.
Can you find the video?
I'm telling you. I will.
Y'all don't win. Freaky fruit back crazy. I don't know what the hell going on.
I will. Wait. It will be on the Monstar page. So MONSTARZ. The Monstar page. Yes. Absolutely. Come through.
Look, I think it's going to be flooded.
Miss Unbelievable will be putting it on there. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Miss
Kelly, exactly what we're talking about. Yes.
Okay.
He can sit back and enjoy the wood. I'm telling you, the wood will stand up and be like, I want that. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. So, E, do you want a breather right now, a music breather, or you want us to answer your question?
Let's take a breather. What y'all feeling tonight? The next question is on y'all.
With that song, what song would go with that one, Callie? Do you have Kelly Rowland?
Oh, okay.
Motivation
for that one? Yes, Motivation.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's my favorite song.
I'm glad you guys said that.
Right?
I'm glad you guys said that because it's a good time to put out there. Artists, please make sure your people are requesting your music because your music will only be in our system 90 days now without a request for it to be in our rotation. So after 90 days, you have no request. your music will be have to be rebooted into our system once we get some requests for your music. But all right, let me see. Let me find this Kelly Rowland. I know I still
and
while still
he's
have some
looking
of her in here.
I'll put in here. You guys can go to monstersradio.com and get apparel. You guys can get Monsters apparel. You guys can get Monsters Jewelry, our sponsor. You guys can chat with us and leave questions, and we'll definitely answer them and talk about them on the show. You can enjoy tomorrow's Karma Cafe. That's Thursday, and then Friday, a Friday Night Live, and then Sunday we will be at Bullwinkle's. Eve Monster will be on the ones or twos. The Monsters will be in the building. It's ladies get in free till 10. The food is off the chain. The alcohol will be flowing all night for you. So hope to see you there. Doors open at 8, close at 2.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and check out Breather right quick. I do have some Kelly Rowland. Check it out. This is another throwback, or should I call it a throw it back? At one point, I think this was a nice requested one in here. I think y'all gonna feel this. This might get y'all in the mood with the little ugly ass rap on it. It is what it is. It's called Ice, y'all. Monsters Radio Live, Wet Wet Wednesday. DJ E Monster, it's unbelievable. And guess what? We got Cali Girl, LBC.
Baby, your love is so love. She been purring like a kitten, craving your love. I've been counting on the days you've been gone a little too long. Patience, no wins after waiting. It lasts. And now, when you come and lay between it this time, take the ice cube. Sitting right below my navel and watch what I do. That's your ass. That's my favorite angle. My legs are numb now. Your loving be giving me chills.
Ice, ice, baby, shake that ass just like dice, baby, you hot, and I'm tunchy, I beat that cat, animal cruelty, I'm calling in your man, he should be your ex, now throw that ass back like we playing pitch and catch, fucking right, and all you hear is what's my name, the show pussy, sweet tooth, roll to see if y'all what you eat, I'm so pussy, I'm skating on that ice, I put it in her windpipe, we do it till we both exhausted. Twin pipes, pillow under her stomach, the other pillow she bite. Would you like anything? Cause I'll do anything you like. I make her freeze up, pick her knees up. She want a maid, nigga, watch me clean up. I know where to put it, I put it in her life. I leave that pussy smoking, smoking like ice.
Ice, I-C-E, feel so light.
Young Moolah, baby.
Yeah.
I got that comeback.
You put the pillow underneath my back. Got me up against the window. We ain't got no shame. We going in. Got me saying like, damn, my man knows what he's doing. The mirror up on the ceiling got things so visual. And pain ain't never felt so right.
as eyes can get enough.
Uh-huh. You ever tried ice? I'm just saying. Some chili loving. Hey, that's what it's like out here in Minnesota. It is what it is. Tonight, let's go back over here, jump back into our topic. So, hey, we talked about a couple of things here tonight. So, but tonight, right now, we're about to jump back into my part of the question, because we just talked about if guys, how do we like it? Do we like our balls licked or not? Rough, soft, or just not at all? So I want to know, ladies, how do you like that thing licked? Do you like it soft, or do you like them to be rough with it? Nibble on that click, or just lick it softly? Suck on it. Just lick it softly. Suck on it. Sorry, having a flashback. So, I mean, ladies, okay, how y'all feel about it? Callie girl, you go first.
I like it to be licked at first, go into it gently, and then work your way up, and then I like it rough.
Mm-hmm. Like rough, like as in bite on it, like rough as in what?
Yeah, a little bite, but you gotta know what you're doing. Oh my God, stop it. A little nibble and stuff, but you have to know what you're doing. Because it shouldn't be sore afterwards and shouldn't be hurting. It should be nice.
Okay. So what about you, Miss Unbelievable? What's your take on it?
I like mine to be, I like it to be sucked, nibbled. I like it rough. I like it soft to make sure that I get that vibration feeling when I'm done. Like my legs are shaking and there's that vibration because he done just got it over some sebad. And then there's like a vibration that happens. And that way I know they know what they're doing when that vibration comes because you done licked and sucked and bit and you done went from the top to the bottom to the bottom to the top. You done, you know, bit in circles and
And the ABCs.
And the ABCs.
And lower.
Upper and lower. ABCs. And that's the start A, start B, start C. And then when you go down, you do the A, the little A, the little B, the little C. And then you bite, you hold, you bite, you suck, you get. Absolutely. You nibble.
Right. If you're really good, just do it in Japanese.
If you really hold it, and then you release it slowly, and then you lick it. Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah, buddy.
So that's probably a whole gang of women going, that's what I'm talking about. Listen, honey, you better
be like, yo. So if it's not, if you do not, I'm telling you, ladies, if you do not come, he's whack. If he's all over the place, lick, no, tell him to stop. And send him on his way because he don't know what he on. It should not be a lick fest. No.
<It's nothing>.
No. Not at all. There shouldn't be slobber. If there's a puddle when an nature comes, there's something wrong. I'm just saying. If he ain't swallowing and you ain't either, there's something wrong. I'm just putting it out there.
right.
Don't jump over there now, E.
Hey. My bad. So, hey, that's our show.
If y'all
tonight,
both ain't running to the bathroom. Brushing your
and
teeth.
That's about our show for tonight. Tune in next week. Oh, man, we ain't even get to our entertainment news. It is what it is. We got a lot of entertainment news tomorrow, I tell you that. And it's Comic Cafe. Woo's Drive will help y'all.
Yeah.
Don't get 30 days. Don't put your hands on nobody. Call in. We have a hood therapist. You call us in with your problems. We going to hood solve them. It's Comic Cafe, the only cafe where there are no menus, but everyone will be served what you all deserve. It's not about the party music. It's about music to help you go woo-side so you don't get 30 to 90 days. Get egg. So, all right, ladies, y'all want to do some shout-outs on our way up out of here. We'll go backwards, so we'll start out in LBC right quick. What you got for us, Callie?
Just to the best host, thank you, guys. I love what Wednesday. You know me. And it was good talking to you guys. Be safe and have fun.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, what you got for us, Unbelievable?
That enjoy those pictures, posts, and people's DMs. Yes! After today's show.
Well, all right, hey, check us out Sunday night. Come out, buy some apparel. Meet us in person. Take pictures with us at Bullwinkle's. I believe they call it Fun Barn or something else. We got a lot of things going on this year. Make sure you look up Center SRC. Let's see what else. I don't know what to say, but I don't want to lose the groove on my way up out of here. So, all right, check it out on my way up out of here. This right here, we're going to pick it up just a little bit. This right here is Fifth Harmony. This is called Like Mariah. Y'all fellas know what I'm talking about. When you really, really get it in, you'll make her be like, you know what I'm talking about. Make her like a
Mariah. Night, y'all.
wet Wednesday.
Get up, yeah. You got me humming to the beat of the drum, to the rhythm, yeah.
Your loving takes me higher. You set my heart on fire. When you touch my body, got me singing like Mariah.
Wanna try it, buy it. You wanna ride with the hottest in the city. Set your heart on fire. Yeah, I do it. Ain't nothing to it. If you with it, I know she with it. So come and do it. Got that pretty. You're so sedity like Aaliyah, Mariah Carey. You stay winning. Top down riding. I'm Big Papa. She love when I fly it. Lambo pilot. Hop inside it. Sit on my lap, angel body. I'm a king, need a goddess. Gotta love it.
Your love can take me higher. You're